From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Ballots are out for April's municipal election in Colorado Springs, and all six districts are in play. 91.5 KRCC sat down with the candidates, and all this week and into next, we're hearing from them. Today, it's District 3, which comprises downtown, the west side, Cheyenne Canyon, and the Broadmoor. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports.
District 3 is an open seat this election. Current Representative Keith King opted not to seek a second term. Vying for his seat are political veteran Richard Scorman and first-time candidate Chuck Fowler. Scorman is the owner of Poor Richard's Restaurant, Toy Shop, and Bookstore downtown, and previously served on city council from 1999 to 2006.
There's several issues that I was working on when I was on council before that are coming to fruition today.
He cites the city's new comprehensive planning process, talk of retiring Drake Power Plant, and the development of greenways and bicycle infrastructure as a few projects he's eager to take up again.
Those kinds of things I think I can weigh in on in an experienced way.
Chuck Fowler also touts his experience. Though he's new to politics, he says his background as an entrepreneur has given him insight into the needs of local business owners, and his work managing homeowners associations in Colorado Springs has prepared him to take on the city's big challenges.
This community historically has had a very difficult time taking care of its infrastructure. I've been in the homeowners association business for a long time, so I know the importance of taking care of your neighborhood.
Both candidates point to the city's failing stormwater infrastructure as a top priority for the upcoming council term. Public safety and the need to better fund the city's police and fire departments are high on the list as well. And for Scorman, fostering the arts, attracting young people, and rethinking the city's approach to growth also rank as important goals.
Instead of always talking about what we want to grow in terms of subdivisions and new industries bringing in, let's figure out how to create that recreational amenity, the connections to trails, the ability to get to our waterways, to not have to be in a car all the time, because that will bring people from other places to live here for our quality of life.
For his part, Fowler says he thinks the city is generally on the right track.
I've never really understood why people are so unhappy with where Colorado Springs is. I'm not a part of that.
However, he does see room for improvement in how the city prepares for the challenges of the future.
You know, we wait until we have a crisis until we act. I mean, many of us do that in our personal lives. So my vision is that we don't do that, that we plan for the future. We have a good plan. We make adjustments where we need to make adjustments because reality changes, and we march forward.
City Council ballots are due April 4th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
You can hear more from District 3 candidates Richard Scorman and Chuck Fowler at krcc.org. Listen this week for more from City Council candidates. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.